Hey, this is Gray Cook, and welcome to Gray Cook Radio, where I talk with my favorite publisher about the questions that we've generated from our work.
Hey, Gray, in the Club Swinging Essentials DVD, you mentioned you gave instructions of standing with the heels in, toes out. But if you explain why I missed it, and I like it. It's comfortable and stable. It feels like I can stand tall for a long time that way. But it feels like it's going against my efforts to center the hip joints and, you know, not use excess rotation stuff. And I was wondering, are we training in rotation by training in that position?
Well, we got this cue, and when I say we, I mean Brett Jones and myself, from Dr. Thomas. And if you look at the old black and white photos of the people doing club turning and club swinging, they have that classic old swimsuit stance where the guy with the handlebar mustache is standing there in his long johns before he goes off the high dive with his hands on his hips. You probably can envision that. And it's that externally rotated hip, the heels are together, and the feet are turned out. And I'm sitting here, the movement screen guy, and I test your squat with your feet parallel. The reason I do that is because people who lack medial rotation in the hip cannot squat below parallel when their feet are pointed straight ahead. So it's not about changing the way you squat with weight, because I've always said when you're lifting weight, go ahead and turn those feet out a little bit. But when we're going to test you, I turn your feet parallel to catch the people who don't have adequate hip medial rotation. Whereas when Dr. Thomas is showing us how to turn those clubs, and I've said this many times, club turning in my interpretation should be the equivalent of jump rope for the upper body. And by saying that, what I mean is it is a high-speed neurological postural load, not a low-speed heavyweight load. So I don't think we had talked about Indian clubs for 4 seconds before somebody started saying, so heavier is better, right? And I'm like, no, that's sort of with kettlebells and dumbbells. And the best jump rope experts of all time said the better you get, the lighter the rope needs to be so it can move faster. It becomes blurry. And that's the way I feel about club turning. We already have heavy things, and it's better to move those in a straight line. Even throwing a medicine ball, you don't throw it on an arc so much as you try to propel it on a straight line. These clubs are going in interlocking circles. You'll impress me more by turning them fast than by turning a heavy club, which is possible, but because you're going through all three planes of motion, it becomes more of a trick than a training tool. If you want to go heavy, pick up a big old kettlebell and swing it correctly, and you will get the benefits of something heavy. But when you're going in these triplanar movements and interlocking circles, I want you to let go of your neck tension and your shoulder tension. But if you do that, you've got to create better stability somewhere else. And if I told you to stand there in the mirror and squeeze your cheeks together and level your pelvis, it would actually be easier if I let you turn your feet out first. Because by turning your feet out and then saying squeeze those cheeks and level that pelvis without even saying engage your pelvic floor and core, I've gotten you to do that. So that old school stance, the guy with the handlebar mustache and his long johns, is actually a very good anchoring position to really feel your glutes. And I tell you, if you stand there and sort of squeeze those cheeks just a little bit while you're turning the clubs, the harder you squeeze your cheeks, the more stability you create, the more freedom you send upstairs to your shoulders. And so if you're doing this right, your glutes will give out probably before your shoulders will, which is the point. The spinning up top needs to evoke better posture below. Just like in jump rope, the turning of the rope down below creates greater integrity with the shoulders and neck up top.
Yeah.
If you try to slouch or splint jumping rope, you won't be able to go as fast. And so when I say it's the club swinging is jump rope for the upper body, there's so many parallels in my mind of speed and neurological control. And so when we want better mobility at one place, we have to figure out how to anchor at the other. And that old school position seems to be a good way to do it.
Well, like I said, I do like it. I just wondered about that. Thanks a lot. And let's do this again next week.
All right. Be glad to.